And then there were Fireworks by Sherrianne Hoffmeyer. Our youngest son, Chad, was 6 years old when three TT friends, Laurel Youngren, Mark Hogan, and myself, Sherrianne Hoffmeyer, would gather at our home on a Saturday afternoon to share TT sessions. Inevitably, Chad would find his way into the room where we were and sit there quietly basking in the TT energy. I knew that he was learning TT by being present with us in those moments. Several years later, I was experiencing a heaviness in my left kidney region and tiredness during the day, and kidney spasm when I would change position in bed during the night. When my urine was examined, there was blood in the urine, a sign that I could have a kidney stone. I was booked for an intravenous pyelogram, an IVP. However, during the wait period for the appointment, the spasm became prevalent during the day, and the pain could be excruciating. One afternoon, when the pain was severe, I asked Chad to place his hand over my left kidney area and send energy. He was hesitant at first, saying that he didn't know how to do that. However, with encouragement, he placed his hand over the painful area for about a minute. The wonderful warm energy from his hand wrapped around my kidney and spread across the left side of my back. It was soothing and relaxing as it spread across my entire back, causing me to relax. I thanked him and he walked away with a "that was no big deal" look on his face. That night, when I went to bed and closed my eyes, I could see mini explosions like fireworks going off, and then the spasm and the pain was gone. I slept soundly for the first time in several weeks. When I went for the IVP, they said there was no sign of a kidney stone and that I must have passed it without knowing it. I came to my own conclusion about what had happened during my fireworks experience, and I will leave it to you to draw your own conclusions.